Let's get down to business.
Who wants gossip? Who wants sleaze? Who wants dirt on celebrities? Rob and Garrett have the scoop, keeping all y'all in the loop. Naughty Gossip's what Rob does. Elvis Duran presents Celebrity Buzz.
Welcome to Celebrity Buzz. My name is Garrett. Sitting right across from me, closer than normal for some reason.
Hello, hello, hello.
Do I smell good?
Take the introduction first.
All right. I welcome Rob Schmidt.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, Garrett?
I'm fantastic.
I am closer to you. I don't know why. I'm very much at the end of the table, but I like being close. I'm a close talker.
Yeah, well, you can be far away, but still feel like you're so
close.
Well,
it's a big presence.
Well, that is true.
I'm a very big boy. I could touch you from here with my penis.
Is that what I feel? All right. So,
how are you, love?
I'm great. So what have you been up to? I mean, we've been very busy over the last... Where did the week go?
It does time fly by. You know what? Time fly by if you're having fun. Have fun at what you do. I love what I do, and I love...
partying coming from you.
I've been out a lot recently. I'm under... Added pressure is not the right word. I put it on myself. I love this. I love doing this. And the way you get the best stories is by going out and drinking and talking and hanging out with people.
Being social.
Yeah, making them feel confident that they can tell you their secrets, which is always a mistake. But it works every time. So I've been out and about. I went to see Jake Gyllenhaal's in this musical, Sunday in the Park with George.
How
was it? The best show of the year, hands down.
Really?
And he's given the best performance of the year. He would win the Tony, which is the theatre award. It's like an Oscar.
Right.
He would win the Tony for Best Actor, but I don't think he's eligible. They've decided not to put the show. Because they have to give out 700 tickets to Tony voters, and it's only running for 16 weeks. So why give out the free tickets when it's sold out? Like, you can't get in for love or money. Packed to the rafters. I went the night that the critics went, and I sat behind the New York Times.
Essentially, you are a critic.
I'm a bit weird, but I mean, some people listen to what we have to say. Go and see this show. I'm such a fan of Jake Gyllenhaal. He's so talented. He sings like a demon. Like, he's got a fantastic voice. And there's a scene in the play where he plays the dog, and to see Jake on all fours is every human being's like fantasy. He looks incredible.
Straight to the memory of Brokeback Mountain.
You know what? That's still his movie. Like, I still think of him like Jack Dobson, Dawson.
I'll never quit you, Rob
Schmidt. I'll never quit you. I mean, he's adorable and he's talented, and he has those big puppy dog eyes. And
does he have the beard in the show?
He does have a beard in the show, but it's kind of sexy. It's a really great show, and he's just wonderful in it. Go see it.
Well, you are very well connected to the theater, but I've never seen you really this excited about
the
show.
I love the show. I went, it was a cold night. I didn't really want, or maybe it was a warm night. It was a night that I didn't want to go out. You know what? It was actually a warm night. They're the nights you want to go out drinking with your friends. The cold nights are the best night to go to theater, because you can sit inside a room for 2 hours and be warm and entertained. The warm nights, I wanted to be on a rooftop bar drinking margaritas, not Bethany Frankel's. But I wanted to be drinking like a margarita. And I was like dragged to the theater. I was like, oh, it's like 2 hours, like from 8 till 10. They're prime time drinking hours.
Oh, yeah.
That's prime time getting gossip hours. And I'm glad I did it. There's something about Jake. He breaks your heart. I think I have a crush on him, but I think really I have a crush on the performance he gave.
Right.
He's so talented. And I spend my living, as you know, talking about the Kardashians. So I forget that, God, some people are really talented.
Wait, what the hell is Kanye thinking with his clothing line? It went from the first season.
I thought the first season was not bad.
It started like, okay, it's something
interesting.
Different.
Yeah.
And then it just progressed into...
It's really garbage. It's garbage.
Well, like, doesn't he have that one friend that's going to be like, all right,
no.
Kanye...
The answer's no. He doesn't even have Kim, like, to say, this is terrible. The reviews he's getting are appallingly bad.
Oh.
It's not even well made at this point. It's just expensive junk. Like, go to Gap and buy a t-shirt there. They're the same. And, you know, quarter.
You have the same holes in it.
A tenth of the price. I don't get it. I love that Kanye's a creator and an artist, but at this point, I feel like he's taking the piss. Like, it feels like the Emperor's New Clothes.
I think he feels like he knows he's getting away with, so he could throw anything on the wall just to prove that people would
it's
be
It's become
interested.
Very Zoolander-ish. Like, I feel like we're in on the joke. Like,
it's
derelict and Mugatu.
They're leak my balls.
I feel like we're in on the... I don't know. There's something about
it. Weird.
It's weird.
Let's talk about babies.
Yeah!
Not you and I.
Hoda's had a baby! baby.
That is so. So the news just broke.
Yes.
Obviously, Hoda, host of the Today Show.
She's the best. Everyone loves her. So Hoda, you know, had some shitty boyfriends, had a shitty marriage, really was a late bloomer by her own admission.
Right.
She, you know, she wanted that Today Show job. She walked into the offices of the boss at the time and asked for it. She was really empowered. And she's just blossomed and one of the best hosts on TV. Everybody loves her.
She has that likable next door neighbor.
But she's also smart. Like, right. Likeable, but not a dummy.
The smart next door neighbor.
She's a smart person.
Not the dummy one.
She's also, yeah, that's right, on the other side.
Yeah.
She's kind too. She's kind and has a decency about her. Nobody, this is the gossip. So nobody knew about this baby. I spoke to some of her best friends this morning. We have mutual friends. One in particular, a lady that worked with Hoda. Nobody knew. This was a total surprise. She kept this a real secret. I don't know if Kathy Lee, I'm sure she did, but I don't know.
You know who knew? Angelina Jolie. That's who
is that where she adopted her from?
I'm
the
sure Angelina knew.
The service. But yeah, Hoda's a mommy. She said that the minute she saw this little angel adopted, I guess, I don't know the details of it yet.
Right.
I don't know if it was surrogate or adopted. She went, no, she didn't have the baby because I saw her not so long ago and she wasn't pregnant. But she's going to be the best mommy. I also love, too, that Hoda has such decent, close inner circle. It tells you about her that it didn't leak. And I'm a gossip. I know all this shit. Nobody,
you know pretty
nobody,
much.
Nobody told me. And I love that. I'm not.
And you're at the Today Show all the time.
Yeah,
and like
no,
you,
like, nobody.
Like you've told us, you ride the elevators and just shut up and listen.
People like
and
you, honestly, I try not to report anything that I see backstage at the Today Show, but I know stuff. You see stuff. You see the celebrities that are a little rude or difficult in green rooms, and you see the ones that are delightful, and you see then the hosts. And I've got to say, Kathleen and Hoda are the same people off stage, off camera, that they are on. They are so delightful and so kind, and Hoda being a mommy made me smile. It made my heart full of joy.
So let's move on to another soon-to-be mommy and daddy, Mr. George Clooney. It's still hard for me to envision George waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go feed the twins.
I think, I don't know, I'm really happy with this.
Do you think they go nanny or do you think
I think they'll have a nanny.
Yeah.
I think they'll have a nanny. Maybe they'll have two or three nannies, but I don't think the nannies are going to be very public. I think it'd be like Brad and Angelina,
right,
who have a ton of nannies, but we just never get to see them. So I think they'll have a nanny. He's speaking about it from the first time, and what he said is, we're really happy, we're really excited, it's going to be an adventure. I'm hearing that the baby's going to be born in London by her family. So I think when a woman gives birth, she wants to be surrounded by her friends. And it's her moment.
Right.
Like her. So I hear that the babies are going to be born in London. I don't know if they're going to grow up in Britain. Her mom is still in Britain. Her family's in Britain. His family are here in America. But I think we might see these children have a little bit of a British accent.
What if they do it midair, where one baby is born in the UK and so they cross the time zone in the border and one's born in the US?
So we have like I think they're multicultural enough, and I think this family is
please.
So fantastic.
They'll
they
be the most traveled babies before they're 3 weeks old.
They're fantastic. These two, and his mother spilt the beans. So George's mother,
she does
said
that
to Vogue
more times than
I think
anything
that,
else.
And I think that's charming too, because I think that no one's manufactured these parents. Or when you have a son that becomes as famous as George, nobody sat down with the parents and given them media
Here's
training.
What you need,
Don't answer the phone. I think if you live next to the Clooneys, you're like, "How's George?" She's like, "Oh, he's great. He's having babies." I think she tells everything. So we know they're having a boy and a girl. His mom has told that. So a boy and a girl.
Just like Jay-Z and Beyonce.
And I think, do we know that?
Yeah, boy and a girl.
Her dad did the same. Beyonce.
Yeah.
He knows better. Matthew Knowles dropping that dish is not George Clooney's mother dropping it. Matthew Knowles is on TV and he knows what he's doing. So Matthew's getting back in the press. So that's not cool, Matthew. Shut up.
He's getting some FaceTime.
Yeah, I think the babies. I think we're going to see this family move to Britain. They've got a massive mansion outside London. And I think we're going to see them.
I think they'll be at the villa in Italy.
Oh, that's a good idea. There they have that fabulous villa on the lake, Lake Como. Yeah,
unless Brad Pitt's living out of it right now.
And I don't think we're going to see them in America a lot. They've just bought a flat here in New York in Midtown. But
Midtown.
Midtown. One of those massive new fabulous buildings that overlook the park on 100 stories high.
Like further up in Midtown, not like Times Square.
They're not in Times Square. They're not watching the ball drop. Although, you know, I think we're going to see less and less of George. I think he's going to become now a full-time dad, and I think they're going to relocate to Britain, and I think, you know, they have enough money that they never need to work again. I hope I'm wrong, but I think he's going to be now a retired daddy.
Speaking of Jay-Z and Beyonce too, maybe you could do some reporting. This has been a question of mine. So there's Blue Ivy, they're Jay-Z and Beyonce's oldest daughter.
Adorable.
And the cutest thing ever, sitting courtside the other night at the
Adorable.
Basketball game with mom and dad. Then there's the two babies on the way. Now, Let's talk about inheritance for a second.
Oh, 300 million. So you'll get 100 million each. I think when you're talking about that sort of amount of money, it don't matter.
Well,
like,
yeah.
If you get, like, this, you know, what do they say? There's $1 billion in the elevator when right. they had a fight. So Beyonce, Blue Ivy was going to inherit $1 billion. Now she's going to get 300 million, 333 million.
Yeah.
She's fine.
She'll be. Well, let's not worry. All right.
And that's assuming these kids are not going to work. I'm hearing that Blue Ivy might soon have a clothing line, or they've registered papers for maybe a fragrance.
Well, she's already very rich because Jay-Z put her on, as soon as she was born, he put out a song right away where she's featured on it, her crying, which gave her
gets
song
royalty.
Credit.
That's
and
amazing.
She got royalties.
And let's remember, too, it's not a coincidence. Jay-Z and Beyonce are so brilliant. It's not a coincidence that we've started to see Blue Ivy. We've not seen very much of her at all. They've kept her very, very private. And then when she went to the Grammys in the pink suit and sat on a desert. And then when they took
with
her
best friend.
Yeah. And when they took her to the NBAs and sat on the front row there, courtside there, there's something going on with Blue Ivy. They've made a conscious decision to allow us, the world, to see Blue Ivy more. And I suspect it's because she might have a clothing line or a fragrance or something coming out.
Part of me thinks she wants to also try to be as normal as possible. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I don't know, because when you're normal as possible, you don't wear a crown on your head and give, like, you
but
know.
But mommy was wearing a $20,000 jacket at the NBA All-Star
right.
game.
Yes, I don't know if that's normal. And like dressing her in pink.
But then you look at Jay-Z, who was wearing sweatpants and, you know, a sweatshirt, making it look very easy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Blue Ivy was hidden from us. They really, really went out their way to keep her out of the press. And then suddenly we've seen a lot of her. And I think with Jay and Beyonce, I don't think that's just an accident. There's something going on.
Rob, do you have any siblings, brothers, sisters? Or
I'm the youngest of five.
You're youngest of five. All right. So this is a great... So I was reading a story about Joe Jonas, of the Jonas Brothers. There's Nick and Kevin.
I'm very aware of Cute Joe.
So Joe was saying that he was very jealous of how Nick's career kind of took off, where Joe wanted that solo career.
Nick was the breakout star.
Right. But Joe was kind of jealous how it just took
off.
It
did.
And Joe still kind of had to work things out. He has this great band now with DNC. Were you ever, do you think your brothers and sisters are jealous of your success?
I don't know. There's always a little bit of sibling rivalry.
Are you jealous of something your brothers and sisters might have?
I'm jealous of my brother's financial wealth. My brother's rich.
Right.
And dumb as a box of rocks, Douglas. Douglas didn't go to university, barely finished high school, like barely can read and write. And he's made so much money having a real job. Douglas is an electrician and a really successful one. And now he owns his own company. And you can't go to a supermarket in England that my brother did not. But he has a real job. Like, if a light bulb goes out, I don't know how to do that. Douglas could rewire the whole house, and because he did that, it's made him really fabulously rich. So I'm jealous. When I go back home and I see how my brother lives, I'm jealous of that. I don't want to be an electrician.
Yeah, no, I get that. Do you think your brothers and sisters are jealous of your success?
No, I think they think this is silly, and it's not the life they want. They're all married with children.
Right.
They wanted the house in the suburbs. They wanted the Audi. They wanted they're really family people, and my life is more nomadic. Like, I travel to LA or Chicago.
Right.
Like, I travel around a lot. I don't have children. I have a fabulous apartment, but I think that they wouldn't want this life.
What if your nieces and nephews call you Uncle Robert? Do you have a little nickname?
No, I think it's called me Rob. I think it's just Rob.
Rob.
The children are probably more jealous than my brothers and sisters. The kids think I'm cool because I can get them tickets to Beyonce,
right,
or I can get them a dinner reservation. So they don't what I do, but they like the perks of it. So if there's a screener of Deadpool in London, I can probably get them in if I bother to call.
Yeah.
So they're more interested in the perks.
Yeah, that's my nieces and nephews too.
My brothers and sisters are like, oh, why would I want to go to Leicester Square to see Deadpool? I'll go on Saturday. I'm going on Saturday. I'll go to the Cineplex.
I got to turn on a supermarket.
Yeah, she doesn't care about that stuff.
All right. No, I thought it was for anyone that has a sibling.
Are yours jealous that you do this?
I think very similar to your nieces and nephews. My two sisters are well off in their own careers, where it's like they don't want to be in the public as much, but they want to get shit done pretty much.
Yeah, so, I think you've got to find, my mom and dad were really clever. They let us find the jobs that suit our personalities.
Right.
So all five of us are very different. Betty's a peacekeeper in Syria. Like, my sister Betty's like, no joke.
You in Syria.
In a tank. I'm like, what am I doing?
Okay, we're going to send
Rob Shooter. Yeah, where's the gossip? Like, who's the gossip in?
We're going to settle this peace with Rob.
I'll be a disaster. So I think what they let us do is they didn't... dictate our path in life. We didn't follow them into the family business.
I think it's the way
they
to go.
All decided, like, you know, Douglas is not very smart, but he's really great with his hands. Not book smart, but he's
right.
smart.
Street
so
smart.
Douglas should be, you know, something with his hands. Let him get an apprenticeship. Betty is like tough and bossy boots. Let her be a peacekeeper. Anne was really caring and became a nurse. So I think they all figured out what we were good at and what made us happy, and they never ever tried to push. My friends who are miserable in their jobs are because they're trying to be something they're not,
right?
And it's probably to impress their parents. So, like, you know, I have a friend who is full of creativity and funny and great. He's an accountant, and
right.
he's depressed every day of the week apart from the weekends because he hates his job.
Numbers.
And but he makes money. My mum and dad didn't really pressure us to do that. They were like, find something you love to do.
Yeah.
And I was like this at school. I gossiped about everybody in the playground. I knew everyone's secrets.
Did you see Jessica?
Oh my god, she got kissed by Peter, and I saw, and he put his tongue in her mouth. Oh.
Then Peter kissed Chris.
Yeah, I tell everyone. Yeah, Chris. I told everybody's everybody's hair like gossip at school. So I think when you look at your kids at school and see who they are, if they find that in adult life, I bet they'll be happy.
All right. So let's talk about some. So we went from babies. Let's move on to the other spectrum of the relationship, dating. So just reading that Drake, even though allegedly working with J-Lo, not with J-Lo, J-Lo on Ellen saying she doesn't like dating younger guys, but Drake still in love with Rihanna. I think this is. They are the quintessential high school relationship we've all known.
Yeah, I think so. Drake,
they hate each other, they love
Drake
each other.
Puzzles me. I used to really love Drake, and I think he's a very good-looking man. I have a crush on him. What bothers me about this is I think now he's been sucked into this music business where
Special guest.
Oh, my goodness, it's Elvis Duran on his own podcast.
Hello. Are you boys doing on the podcast today?
On the Elvis Duran podcast.
Talking about Drake and Rihanna.
Yes,
Drake still loves Rihanna.
I love Drake. I've always had a crush on him, but I feel now he's playing into this Hollywood game where he's teasing us with he never dated J-Lo. They were working together.
Of course.
By
think?
The way, Rob Shooter's hair has never looked better.
It's really short, so I got sick of like brushing it, so I just had it all cut up. $20 at the barber's.
And oh my god.
I had no way 20, you can go to a $20
I swear to God.
No, he does. 20, he does.
Cheap.
You know what? You don't have to spend a lot of money to look great.
Oh, look
at fantastic. That.
Thank you, Elvis
Duran. You look like $1 million.
You two get a room.
You look like $1 million, but it only cost you 20.
That's the sort of date you want, ladies and gentlemen.
Right,
bye, darling.
Goodbye.
That was a nice surprise guest.
He was looking outside like we were animals in a zoo.
I like that.
And he walked by.
There was really like a glass cage.
Yeah, so we're in a zoo. So he walked by once.
Oh.
And he kind of noticed you.
Oh, and smelled.
And then
who's that queen?
Well, no. Then he walked by again like, oh, I got to get something over here on the other
side.
Then I was like, that's why it's a...
It's like stalking us like prey. I love that man. Oh, it's back to Drake.
Yeah.
Drake plays the game now too hard. He was never dating J-Lo. And I now, wouldn't you cross me like that? And you try to fool me. And it's not a real romance, but it's a showmance to sell records. Remember Drake was dating Taylor Swift? Like, just none of this happened.
Well, yeah, they were working on,
They were working on a song, an Apple tune together.
The Apple.
And then him and J-Lo were working on a single together. I fear Jake, and it's a lesson to be learned. I fear Drake is going to become John Mayer if he doesn't stop the precedence. Remember John Mayer was brilliant, and then he just dated Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Anderson, all these girls, and sort of like, well, like, you're not dating any of them, you're just trying to get on the cover of Us Weekly. Stop.
But as I was reading before on Naughty Gossip, so Drake was performing, and he took time out of the show to wish Rihanna a happy birthday.
Yeah, but you send your text to her. You don't have to tell 50,000 people or 20,000 people that. There's something very public. When celebrities date or talk to each other through Twitter or social media, really public ways, it's not real. I know celebrities. If Drake had a crush on a celebrity, he'd phone her or text
right.
or like email her. He doesn't have to go through Twitter or his, you know, concert to tell her. So Drake, lay off. We're onto you. And I think what we loved about you is you weren't John Mayer. You weren't one of those fame whore celebrities. You were cool. And now I fear you're going down that path. Am I wrong?
No, I see that. I just don't
And it's
see...
intoxicating to get press and publicity.
I don't see him do it the way John Mayer did, where, sex bomb. shell, kind of like Jessica Simpson-esque.
He lost. I don't think he's ever got his fans back, John Mayer. Like, he just became this crazy publicity whore, and he was on the covers, and he loved it, and was doing press conferences with Jennifer Aniston in the middle of Soho. Like, just the craziest stuff. I was like,
I missed him on TMZ, though. It was fun when he was rolling around New York City.
I forgot that he played the guitar. I thought he was a reality star. I literally forgot he was a musician. I just thought he was a reality star on the cover of Us Weekly.
Well, you know what? I want to get your take, because you've worked with many celebrities, including Jennifer Lopez, but I was just reading from the Hollywood Reporter, Justin Timberlake says that touring is not as fun as it may appear.
I think it's really rough touring. I think living out of a suitcase, and admit they stay at the best hotels, but sometimes when they play smaller venues, the hotels are not as great as you think. And when you finish work at 11 o'clock at night, and there's nowhere in the town open to get a beer or a hamburger. I went to Iowa with Elvis Duran.
Yeah.
Fabulous state. I loved it. One of the best weekends ever. Elvis was a star there. And then after we finished work, we tried to get some food. And at 11 o'clock, it's not New York where you can order food at 2 in the morning. And I remember being like, oh, that wasn't quite as much fun, because if we were in New York, we could go to a bar now or a club, or we could order French fries or burgers.
Everything closed.
It's closed. And the kitchen was so kind at the hotel. They actually opened up the kitchen made us like some sandwiches. But we were starving. And I think with Justin, you don't have your family with you. You get 10,000 people screaming your name, and then...
then silence.
Yeah, you go back to an empty hotel room, and this is why celebrities, not Justin, go crazy or do drugs or get drunk.
By the way, you see the Britney
I was Lifetime? On the special afterwards.
You were on the...
so afterwards they did a Lifetime Hour special that I was on.
Oh, I'm sorry. You should have told
me. No, it's fine. It's I loved it. It's getting the worst reviews.
Please.
But it should be bad.
Why does Lifetime, like...
I love it.
They did it with Saved by the Bell. They did it with, you know, just recently Britney Spears. They just... such bad acting, and they try to sell it to us like it's fantastic acting.
But we're talking about Britney Spears here, so it's sort of perfect.
Oh, of course. But the actress was like, this is a very true telling story.
I love it.
About someone who overcomes.
I love it.
I mean,
I love it.
It's still very cool to see the backstories, but
I wanted it to be even cheesier. I love that shit.
All right. Well, what do you got going on this week?
Lots of great stories breaking next week that we'll break on the podcast next week.
Are you going to be on TV anytime soon?
I think I'm doing Wendy again next week.
You did it this week.
I did. She's such a cool show to do. She's a cool lady. She gets it. She has a party. I think I'm on the Today Show too, and I can't wait because I want to talk to Hoda about her baby. In fact, I think she's having people over at her house this week.
I want you to jokingly go, how much for the baby pictures?
Oh my goodness. Should I text her?
Help me.
She'll be like, Rob Shooter. She wouldn't take it. She's too good. She's
no, you
got to
do it in person. Like, see, with
I
you-
asked Lisa Renner. Lisa Renner put out this picture of her naked, but she pixelated her boobs. Yeah. And I texted Lisa and I was like, can I get the uncensored?
You know, she's being labeled as the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. Like, Lisa Renna's not
Lisa
the...
Lisa Renna's
like,
right.
She's been on, but that's not her title.
It's not her.
That's not, yeah.
I love Lisa Renna.
But you have to do the stuff in person, because when you comes across text, I don't know how to read you.
What do you mean? I text you, let's have sex? What do you think that means?
That's pretty obvious. But the hello, downstairs. Hello, I'm leaving. I don't know how serious or
very serious.
We're right, but that's so. Ask Hoda how much.
I would go. Let's guess.
I would go.
Let's not ask her how much she wants. Let's say how much they're worth. I think she could get 50,000-60,000.
50,000-60,000.
Yeah.
All right. I was about to say 100.
Yeah, that's, I mean, ballpark. And I think that, you know, what's interesting is the backstory. How did this happen? Where was it?
Right.
Is it more
the story that goes along with
and
the
I
picture.
Think a lady, you know, having a baby who's not 25 is interesting. She's single. She's not married. That's interesting. She has a long-time boyfriend. Is he part of the adoption?
Yeah,
like,
did the woman,
they adopt him together?
Did the woman that gave up her child have to sign a non-disclosure saying that...
Yeah. I think it's fascinating. Like, we create families now in the most... wonderful ways. It's no longer just you have sex, you have a baby. Now we create our families that we want, and to adopt a baby, I think she adopted, I don't know.
Thing.
It's amazing. This little girl, I mean, can you imagine being that little baby? Her life she hit the jackpot.
Hoda,
adopt me and Garrett.
There we go.
Adopt us.
Put us on your radio show, Hoda. Rob Shooter, thank you very much as always. My name is Garrett. Thank you so much for listening to us on iHeartRadio. This is Elvis Duran Presents Celebrity Buzz.